Check one, check two. Check your clocks. They should say 1930 UTC. And that is, of course, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. That's right. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And it's time to get this whole thing going. What's going on today? What am I doing? What am I doing on this beautiful, beautiful... What day is this? Saturday? Yeah, I think it's Saturday. Actually, I know it's Saturday. For a number of reasons. Oh, let me just stretch here a little bit. Oh, and there's somebody else stretching over there. My cat Pippa's flopping on the floor over there, stretching her paws out. Yeah, get your kitty paws up there. So anyway, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're hanging out. It's a little warm. I don't feel like going outside today. Just because, you know, it's going to be hot. Hot enough. And I don't want to run into a bunch of people. Saturdays at this time of year are always kind of crazy at Heron Haven because the weather's just getting warm enough. People can go out and let's go to Heron Haven. You know, in another couple weeks, they'll forget all about it. So I'm sitting here drinking tea. The other reason that we can't go out is that I'm waiting for an important football game to start. When does that start anyway? Let's check the schedule here. Starts in half an hour? No. The pre-match coverage starts in half an hour. Oh my God. And the game doesn't start for 2 hours? Is that how I'm reading this? Is that what's going down here? So anyway, yeah, I got a big football game I need to watch. I'm really excited about it and blah, blah, blah. I won't bore you with the details because I know you don't care. Sports are important, people. Actually, only a few sports are important. And these are, of course, the international sports. The number one being football. Football matters. Baseball does not matter. Hockey matters. Basketball does not matter. I could go on and on and on, but I shan't at this time. Instead, I'm going to tell you about what's really pissing me off. So remember yesterday, or did I even mention this yesterday? Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that yesterday, for some reason that nobody could explain, my phone wouldn't work. Yeah, my phone doesn't work. So I've got no phone. And of course, this is, you know, the only time during the month that I ever need to call anybody. So this couldn't come at a worse time. And, you know, at first I thought, oh, it's just a temporary outage. I can go a day without a phone or whatever. They'll fix it eventually. They don't need to hear from me. Not that I could complain that my phone was down because there's no way for me to call them. And, of course, I don't have phone company phone. I have cable company phone. And stop right there. Let me just stop you right there. Yes, I know. It wasn't my choice. I'm a diehard telco guy for any number of reasons, including quality of service and the quality of the phone itself. Blah, blah, blah. So I can't figure out why my phone doesn't work. And I thought, okay, I'm not even going to think about it. And it is sort of annoying because I did need to make a couple of calls yesterday, but, you know, they're not super important emergency calls. So I thought, okay, yeah, I can go a day or two without a phone. That's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen, Tobe? Well, I got to go a week. I got to go a week without a phone because last night I then get an email from my dad saying that, oh, yeah, by the way, Cox Cable has to replace some phone equipment at your house and blah, 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 because there's a new service and whatever you have doesn't work anymore and blah, blah, blah. And my dad said, and this phone will get shut off sometime in June. And I had to email back, my phone got shut off sometime this morning. I haven't had a phone all day, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it turns out that the cable company has to upgrade their phone stuff somehow. And for some reason, that means they have to come to my house and replace some equipment, which doesn't make any sense because there is no Cox Cable phone equipment in my house. There's no reason they need to be here, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, now I gotta go a week without a phone. And that's a problem. That's a problem because, you know, ironically, normally this wouldn't be a problem because I never have to call anybody and nobody has to call me. But now that I'm in the middle of this physical therapy battle where, you know, the insurance company will only give the okay for two appointments at a time. So I have two appointments. And then the hospital has to request more appointments, and everybody has to call people, and the forms have to be filled out, and then the hospital has to call me to tell me to call the hospital. This is absolutely true. To schedule the new physical therapy appointments when they need to happen. Oh my God. I'm never, ever going to be able to end physical therapy because it takes time. So, yeah, you know, I can schedule the company, the insurance company says, okay, you can have two more appointments. And I'll say, okay. And then I'll call the hospital and set up two appointments for, say, Wednesday and Friday when they have openings. So then I have appointments on Wednesday and Friday. And then they have to turn in the paperwork and do all that stuff. And that takes a week. So I got to go a week without anything. And then they call me, and I usually don't get the call until the next day or whatever, so then I gotta call the hospital back, and then schedule some more appointments for whenever they have some. So, you know, I have to go like 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks without an appointment, and then have like 3 appointments in 1 week or something stupid like that, and blah, blah, blah. That's how it's been going down. And now I don't have a phone. So this is going to get put off for at least another week as I sit here and drink iced tea. It's so delicious. I do like to drink iced tea. And I actually do have to make a phone call now. This is the irony of it. And I actually do need to make calls. And I'm trying to think of where the nearest payphone is. I'm thinking there's one at that gas station at 93rd and Fort. Is that the last one that I remember seeing? Oh my God. And so, yeah, so now I gotta call some people who are gonna see. I have to call some security-minded people like myself, who are going to see a phone number pop up on their caller ID that's not going to make any sense. Hopefully they won't ignore my phone call, and then they won't be able to call me back. So I'll have to say, email me. You know how to email, right? Do you know how to use a computer? So I'm going to have to go outside whether or not I want to or not. It's just stupid. Just so stupid. So as I said, here I am. Yeah, and the guy I need to call, can't call him for a couple of hours anyway. Today is Saturday, right? I think he gets off work at 2 or 3. I usually call him during the week, but nah, it doesn't matter. Blah, blah, blah. So as I sit here, waiting for the game to start on a weird channel. Not a sports channel. They've got a movie running. And this is a movie I want to see. And I've got it on, but there's like 20 minutes left. I'm missing everything. What is this movie even called? It's called Million Dollar Arm. And I wanted to see this because this is a story of, you know, some sports guy, like a agent or whatever. He thinks it might be a good idea to go over to India and find some guys who can play cricket and try them out in baseball. Ooh, and being as I love cricket, and I'm tired. That was a yawn. Being as I love cricket, and I do like baseball movies. Although I don't know how much I really like baseball movies anymore, but about 30 years ago, I started noticing that I don't like baseball, but I kind of like watching baseball movies. And I mentioned that to some other people, and they were like, yeah, it is kind of weird. Baseball, sort of a boring game to watch, but movies about baseball are great. So anyway, John Hamm plays this guy who thinks he can get some Indian cricketers to play baseball. And so I've wanted to see this movie just to, you know, see what this is all about. The irony being, I've thought about this before. I've thought about the translation of cricket skills to baseball skills and vice versa. And honestly, I think that they're similar enough that you should be able to get the guys to play interchangeably. Oh yeah, apparently Lake Bell is in this film. Why is she in everything with John Hamm these days? So anyway, the irony is, the only position that doesn't translate well from baseball to cricket and vice versa is the guy that delivers the ball. This would be called the bowler in cricket, and this is known as the pitcher in baseball. Now, I don't think this would fly because the throwing mechanics are so different that there's no getting around it. There's you cannot take a cricket bowler and turn him into a baseball pitcher. It's a completely different style of throwing. And if you, for some reason, can't understand this, imagine a baseball pitch in your mind. If you can't imagine this because you're such a computer nerd that you've never seen a guy throw a baseball, you can look it up on YouTube. You know how to do computers, so do the YouTube computer website and look for baseball pitcher. And then look for cricket bowler, and you'll see what I'm talking about. The hilarious irony of this movie is that this is exactly what I'm talking about. These guys that they're bringing over from India, they're not going to try to make them position players in baseball. The agent wants to make them pitchers. And I don't think that's going to fly. But that's just my opinion. And I haven't even seen the movie, really. I'm watching it right now. The sound is off. There's, you know, 15 minutes left. I don't know what's going on. Lake Bell is dressed in some kind of traditional sexy Indian clothing, which is about the only thing that's holding my attention to this film at this point. I kind of like Lake Bell. I started to like her back in the whenevers. When was that? That was around 2003, 2004, 2005, around there. I had this roommate, and she liked this show. I can't remember what it was called, but it was a show with, what's his name? Oh, God, that 80s Brat Pack actor. Not Charlie Sheen, not Emilio Estevez, not any of those clowns. What's his name? His character's name in that stupid Molly Ringwald movie is Blaine James. I cannot think of his name. Anyway, he made a big comeback in about 2003, and they gave him a show where he's some kind of shady, dirty lawyer, and Lake Bell is his secretary or something. Well, my roommate liked to watch that show, Spader for James Spader. And I'll admit, James Spader has always been a pretty good actor, but the older he got, the more brilliant he got. So I started watching this show with her because she liked Spader so much. I'm like, God damn, this is really good. The guy, Spader, was so freaking awesome. And of course, Lake Bell was cute, I thought, so yay. I used to watch that show a lot. And then she sort of disappeared for a while. And the next time I saw her, she was on Children's Hospital, which was a great show, I thought. Just my opinion, though. And now she's doing all kinds of stuff. So, yay, she's getting lots of good work. And I'm drinking lots of good tea. That is good. And here's the embarrassing thing. Now there's a commercial on TV for iced tea that comes in bottles. You don't have to make it. You don't have to brew it. Let me tell you something. That ain't tea, kids. That ain't tea. Ooh. I am something of a tea aficionado. I do love to drink tea. And I may have mentioned this before, but I have this friend who... Yeah, didn't I mention this the other day? I have a friend who considers himself a tea drinker. And I made some weird comment the last time I was talking to him about tea something. He said something weirder. And I said, you know, that isn't tea, you know. And then he's like, well, what is tea then? I said... Tea is a plant. It's a specific plant. Tea comes from a specific plant. Just because you're picking berries and flower petals and throwing them in water, that's not tea. Tea is a specific plant. And he says, well, what plant is it? And I about died. This is a guy with a college degree. Is this a guy with two college degrees? Let me think. Maybe. I don't remember. Regardless, this is a person who didn't know that tea came from the tea plant, Camellia sinensis. And when you're drinking cheap iced tea, yeah, I have to explain to people that, no, that crappy stuff you're getting in tea bags is floor sweepings. That is the remnants, that the stuff that's left over on the floor after real tea is processed. They sweep that up, they bag it up, and they send it off to Lipton and Luzan and all the crappy tea companies. And then my friend says, oh, I don't think that's right. Now, you just said you don't think that's right. That means that's your opinion. Let me ask you what your opinion is based on. Your extensive knowledge of tea processing? And if you don't believe me, my true believers, my loyal listeners, yeah, just go on YouTube and watch videos about tea processing. You're going to learn more than you ever wanted to know, and then some. The floor sweeping thing isn't just limited to tea either. It's a tobacco thing too. You take all the offcuts from the cigar factories. You sweep them up, you sell them to the cigarette companies where they grind it up, add some cardboard soaked in nicotine and some other crap, and you got yourself some cigarettes. Yeah. Floor sweepings. It's a real thing. It will shock you. Oh, that reminds me. I learned a great word a few weeks ago, and now I forgot it. What was that damn word? Basically, it was the word for sweepings in machining, in metal machining. You know, when you're carving metal, you have little shavings of metal that come off, right? Well, those particular shavings and leftover bits have a name, and I forgot what it is. I feel terrible now because it's such a great word. And yeah, this stuff is actually traded in because, you know, this is stuff that can then be recycled rather easily because usually it's some pure metal, right? Just ground down to little shavings. That reminds me of something else. What did I watch the other day? Oh, yeah. I watched some woodworking things, and one of the things I watched was a guy in Japan making traditional geta. You know, those wooden clog slippers that are traditional Japanese footwear. You've seen them. You know what I'm talking about. I've always wanted some. I wanted the good ones. And I'm sitting here watching the video about how the good ones are made, right? And it was awesome. It was awesome. This factory is, you know, just some guy's house, right? And they're partially made by hand, and there's some machines involved. It's not fully automated or anything, but, you know, basically you cut down a tree, you cut these slats, and then you feed them into this one machine that shapes them, and you catch the piece as it falls out the other end, right? And then this basically roughs out the shape of the geta, and then the rest, so you end up with these, like, slipper blanks, right? And then they get finished by hand. And this guy, this old Japanese guy, who's the 15th generation of the family who's been doing this, is passing the skill along to his son. And there's all these super old specialized tools that they made for finishing these things. And we're talking about chisels that are, you know, 150 years old. And tools that were made by the, you know, by the ninth master of making geta. And he made this special chisel and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. And then it's crazy because then there's this one part where the guy has to plane the top off this piece of wood and he's taking shavings off of it. And is he using a brand new 2019 block plane that we, you know, would cost about $40 from the hardware store and etc.? No, 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 no. That would be way too easy. He's using the block plane that was handmade by his great-grandfather in 1888. Oh my god. So you get this really crazy combination of traditional tools that were handmade by the people who needed to have them, you know, 100 or more years ago. Then you have these machines, these funny machines that are also old, but are only, you know, like 80 years old to help them make the geta. And then the worst thing ever happened. Then at the end of the video that says, if you want to buy these, here's the website. And I'm like, ooh, I do want to buy those. I have always wanted a pair exactly like those. It's so cool, I can't stand it. You know, and these are shoes that will last you for the rest of your life. And if there's any problem with them, if like the straps break, which they won't, you can replace them. It's easy to fix, etc., etc. So yeah, at the end of the video, information starts scrolling up. You can buy these at www.hatsugama.co.jp. And I'm So I was thinking, okay, this is both good news and bad news. I can buy them. Let's see if I can figure out how to buy them. I go to the website. And there was a problem. Not a problem with the website, a problem with the tobe. The tobe cannot read Japanese, and therefore cannot put in an order for these shoes that he wants. Dun dun dun. Sad trombone. The irony is that I have Tabi, I've got the special socks I need to wear to wear these geta. But no. I can't get a geta to save my life because I can't read Japanese. I can't get a geta because my shortcomings in speaking other languages. So anyway. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So anyway. Oh, when does this game start? This is not for another hour and a half. So this baseball movie is apparently wrapping up. There should be a couple more minutes left in it. One of the Indian cricketers, who is apparently left-handed, is standing on the batter's mound. And he's going to throw a pitch. This is not during a game. Everybody's got their radar guns on him and blah, blah, blah. It's time for him to show his stuff. And that reminds me, does the College World Series start today? If you want to see my town on TV and see what it looks like, watch ESPN or wherever the baseball games are being aired. You can see the skyline of my beautiful city, Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah, baseball. I've always wanted to throw out, you know, the first pitch. You know how they have that ceremonial first pitch at the beginning of baseball games, and they always get, you know, some local dignitary to do it, or they get, you know, blah, 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 some idiot, you know, some kid wins the spelling bee, the kid throws out the first pitch, right? And some guy rescues a cat out of a tree. Right, I always wanted to be that guy. And now, local village idiot, Tobe, coming to the mound to throw out the first ceremonial pitch. And the reason I want to do this so much is because I want to shake off the signals. Right? Because, you know, the catcher, he always signals to the pitcher what, you know, pitch to throw, right? Well, obviously the catcher's not doing this during the first pitch of the... in the ceremonial first pitch, but... I want to be standing on the mound right before I throw the first pitch and just shake my head a few times like I'm, you know, shaking off the signs. If you don't get this, it's because you're a computer nerd and you're an idiot and you need to learn something about sports. I tease. I love you, my listeners. Everybody loves computer nerds around here because that's what we are. So anyway. Yeah, someday you're going to see me on TV throwing out the ceremonial pitch, shaking off the signs, because that's good comedy. Yeah, you'll have to understand baseball to get it, but sometimes my jokes run a little bit deeper than other people, so anyway. Well, I guess it's about time for me to say that The Sound Show, starring MJT, is coming up next, so do stay tuned for The Sound Show, genre mix and discussion, coming up right after the Dubious Goals Committee, if MJT remembers this week. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, was hilarious, etc., etc. As for me, au revoir. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. And I gotta go, and blah, 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 so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.